بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري يسر أمري وأحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders and sisters, Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah Azza wa Jal for giving us these blessings, these barakat in the month of Ramadan. As the month is so quickly going by, subhanAllah, Allahu Akbar. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla that He accept it from us, Ya Allah. We ask Allah that He continue to give us more blessings. Every day of Ramadan, mashallah, presents us a new opportunity to learn, to benefit, to grow, alhamdulillah. And every moment of life is a ni'mah from Allah. We should all say alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And really, my brothers and in Islam, this life, subhanAllah, is very short. Allahu Akbar, when a person thinks about how quickly the month of Ramadan has gone, they should think about their own life, how quickly their own life has gone. And they should recognize that we're going towards something. And that final destination for everyone is maut. And at that time, I need to make sure that I leave this world with the proper words. Those beautiful words will give me access to the hereafter into Jannah, inshallah, which is La ilaha illallah. And that we can meet Allah Ta'ala and Allah Ta'ala is pleased with us, inshallah. And this is the end of Surah Al-Mu'minun. What we're discussing today, inshallah, is a beautiful dua in the Quran, which is the last three ayat of Surah Al-Mu'minun. In reality, the dua is at the end, and I'll talk about it when we get there. But it is the last ayat that start from أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. Right, those last three ayat are very beautiful. It has a very big impact. Rasulullah described them when someone was reading them, and I'll explain it. Really, they're used for treating people who are sick. So when the du'as of to help those who are suffering from like jinnat, they use these last three ayat. They're very effective in that. Another usage is that when a person is found to be very, they need shifa, you read these ayat on them and the person can get cured. And I'll explain that at the end, inshallah ta'ala. They're very impactful. But the ayat themselves have a lot as a deep message. I want everyone to remember this message, inshallah. Surah Al-Mu'minun starts off with Qad aflaha al-Mu'minun. The believers are successful. The surah will start off with Qad aflaha al-Mu'minun. The believers are successful. And Allah explains their success, their qualities and everything. At the end of the surah though, Allah tells you about where you're going to find their success. Because when a person says, oh, Mawlana, you're saying they're successful. But then I look at the Uyghurs, I look at our Indian brothers and sisters who are suffering right now. I look at the Burmese, I look at the Palestinians, and you're telling me they're successful. Allah Azza wa Jalla says they will be successful. You're not looking in the right place though. This is the thing. We're looking here, where should we be looking? Not here, but hereafter. Allah says you have not seen success. This is the reality. People are thinking that subhanAllah, a guy living in like a mansion with like 40 rooms is success. No, 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 no. Until you see the house in Jannah and you see that there's 40 million rooms in there, and then you recognize what success really looks like, brothers and sisters in Islam. This is our weakness here. We look at people in this world and we think they're successful. Allah said, don't deceive yourself because you have not seen success. That's what the end of Surah Al-Mu'minun discusses. Very briefly, Allah has a conversation with the kafir. The kafir, he wishes to come back to this world. And he starts to make this huge show of it. He says, غَلَبَتْ عَلَيَا شِقْوَتَنَا وَكُنَّا قَوْمًا ضَالِينَ رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْهَا فَإِنَّا خَاسِرُونَ. More or less, he goes and says that like, if we, Allah take us out from here, if we return again, we're truly losers. Allah tells him to stop talking. There was a group of my believers that used to mock in this world and used to make fun of them and used to shame them and disgrace them. Allah Ta'ala said they only used to make a dua, Rabbi اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. They used to make this dua regularly and you used to make fun of them. Allah Ta'ala said, you took them as a joke, today they are the successful ones. And then at the end, the people start to discuss, how long were we living in the world? And subhanAllah, this is the part I want you all to remember. The people start to discuss, how long were we living in the world? And they start to say, لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْدَ يَوْمٍ. Maybe we live for a day or half a day. How long Qiyamah is going to be? A person feels the 60, 70, 80, 100 year life that they have in this world feels like a day or half a day. Recognize that Qiyamah is 50,000 years. Recognize that a day by Allah is 1,000 years. You have not lived a lot of time. The real time is in the hereafter. That's going to be incredible when a person gets there, subhanAllah. So keeping this in mind, Allah Ta'ala says, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقَنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. Allah says, did you really all think, did you really calculate in your mind, as intelligent as you are, Allah says, did you really come to this account that you have been created in vain? Abatha means useless, something done in futility. Someone just like, for example, flipping a bottle, not knocking it, but it doesn't really give you anything, you know? You didn't earn anything from it. The flipping is just useless. Allah says, did you really think that I created you all out of uselessness? وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. And you thought you wouldn't return to me. Allah Ta'ala says, you're looking in the wrong place. A person will see the damage and the corruption in the world,
and think that Allah has created us so that we would be caught, we be like put into misery or difficulty. Allah Azza wa Jal tells us very beautifully that look, wa annakum ilayna la turja'un. Your main goal is to come back to me. You're looking in the middle and you're trying to get something out of it. I'll give you the example of like a guy who was playing a video game, right? He starts off like in level one. Bichara, he not getting anywhere in life, right? He's wearing like the low level equips and all these different armors and stuff like that. Then what happens is later on, like subhanAllah, you see him in the middle of the game, and now he's like in the middle, he's like fighting like this thing underwater or whatever, and you're like looking at him, he's like level 35 or something like that. You're still like a useless guy, right? I said, no, keep going. You have to look at the end. Look at when he reaches level 100. Right? When you reach level 100, you're like, okay, now that's how you're supposed to look. Put like the dragon armor and like, you know, the gun that's like huge and stuff like that, right? And mashallah, that's for this guy, right? I'm telling you about look at a 5-year-old kid. Look at a 15-year-old kid. The kid thinks that he's on top of the world because he's 15. His brain's not even screwed on properly yet, subhanAllah. And he thinks he's on top of the world. Wait till he turns 25. And then what happens when the one who is 35 says, wait till he turns 35. The one's 45 says, wait till he turns 45. And then finally, the person who's reached age, seniority, is like, no, you have to see what life is really about when you get there. There's a reason why when people get older, they start doing more ibadah. Do you know why? Because they recognize that this is what life is really about. At the end, you need ibadah. You're not going to go anywhere without it. Allah Ta'ala says, look, وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Listen, you have to get to the end to understand what the whole point was, the beginning, the middle, everything. Allah says, the whole point is return to me. Okay, فَتَعَالَى اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقِّ. Allah Ta'ala says, glory and beyond is the Lord. فَتَعَالَى اللَّهُ. Glory is to Allah. How above is Allah? How grand is Allah? مَلِكُ الْحَقِّ, the truthful king. Don't ever think that Allah that created people in vain. Don't think that Allah that created people to suffer misery. Don't think that Allah that created people out of uselessness. Allah says, how dare you think about me like that? Allah says, you don't know who I am then. Allah Ta'ala says it very clearly. مَلِكُ الْحَقِّ, he is the true king. A good king is someone who's looking after his servants. The true king is absolutely looking at the best interests of his servants. Allah Ta'ala said, I created this world for what? What is the world, the purpose of this world? The test, okay? People want to blame Allah for the fact that they're failing their own test. People want to blame Allah for the fact that they're failing their own test. People in this world, subhanAllah, some of them are doing excellent, amazing, mashallah. And certain people are not doing as good. And certain people are doing miserable. Allah Ta'ala says, La ilaha illa huwa Rabbul Arshil Kareem. This is beautiful. Allah Ta'ala says, there's none worthy of worship but Him, the Lord of the generous, of the Kareem throne. Ibn Kathir Rahmat Ali says, Kareem in Arabic is used to describe a couple of things. Kareem in Arabic is used to describe beauty. Allah Ta'ala says, He's the Lord of the beautiful throne, the remarkable throne, the gorgeous throne. Something that when you look at, you'll admire. You don't want to turn your eyes away from it. When you see a person who's Kareem, they're beautiful. When you look at the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala says, this is beautiful. Allah Ta'ala says, He created this world out of beauty. This is one reason why Allah created it, to create out of beauty. What's another meaning of Kareem? Kareem means to be generous. Allah Ta'ala wants to show His generosity. What's the third meaning of Kareem? Third meaning of Kareem is to be noble. Nobility is that when you want to honor someone, they become Kareem. So Allah Ta'ala says, I created this world for three things: to show beauty to them, to give them honor, and to show my generosity. And you're like, Sheikh, I look around and I don't see any generosity, I don't see any nobility, and I don't see any beauty. And I said, SubhanAllah, what did we start off with? Where are people looking? They're looking here. Where are they supposed to be looking? In the hereafter. You got it, man, mashallah. Rasulullah said, Allah Ta'ala took one mercy of to Allah Ta'ala divided his mercy into 100 parts. With the one part, Rasulullah said, Allah Ta'ala took that one part and divided off all across the whole universe of everyone that's going to come in this world. Allah Ta'ala took that one mercy, and because of that, mothers love their children, and insects will love each other, and animals will take care of one another. Just because of that one mercy Allah Ta'ala gave. That one division, that one taqseem is the love of my mother for me, the love of your mother for you, everyone's mahabbah of their moms for themselves. This is because of why? Because of that one mercy Allah divided across all of creation. And where's the last 99 parts? You have not seen Kareem yet. This is what Allah is trying to tell you. Allah is saying that you have not seen Kareem. You have not seen honor. You want to see honor? When the Philistini brother and sister come up on Qiyamah and Allah gives them shahada of shahada. Allah gives them the testimony of becoming shaheed. Allah makes them a shaheed, right? Allah gives them that honor. Then you're going to see honor. When you want to see honor, you're going to see the Hafiz of the Quran come and Allah will give him that beautiful stage. We make a small stage here. On Qiyamah, he's going to have a grand stage. He's going to recite every ayah he's memorized in front of Allah Ta'ala. You thought you were nervous before? SubhanAllah. Right? The alim of deen, the anbiya, the people of Iman and Islam. Allah says, you have not seen karam yet. You have not seen my generosity. People, if they understood, they'll know in this world, there is kareem. Okay? There is kindness and generosity. You don't understand. We don't understand because our ibadah is so weak. Unless, if you worship Allah properly, I tell you, every moment of life, you're going to enjoy it, even when you're going through quote-unquote misery. Allah's the one who gave it to you. Why would you ever be depressed? Right? This is the amazing thing about life when you have iman. But keeping this in mind, even there's karam, there's even generosity and kindness when a person sees the zalim, the oppressor being punished on the day of judgment. Okay, what do I mean by that? Is that when a person was a jabbar in this world, a tyrant in this world, and when you come on Qiyamah and you see, SubhanAllah, finally that person is given azab of Jahannam, would you not be happy, honestly speaking? You know, SubhanAllah, this person caused the misery of people in this world. These Netanyahus and all these different Yahoos and Gufus and whatever, all these different, you know, Khabis people in this dunya, they have no remorse for killing and slaughtering people. When Allah does shows you his kindness and he throws that person in the fire of Jahannam, you will be happy on that day too. This is what it is. May Allah save us from that, Ya Rab. But this is the reality of it. This is Allah, this is also part of Allah does kindness. No one gets away, Allah is telling us. No one gets away from Allah giving results on Qiyamah. This is the world of tests. This is why we get confused. Don't confuse the test room with the results room, right? And then in the test hall, this is what this dunya is. You come into the classroom and you can see a paper before you. Some of you, mashallah, are good students. So you turn the paper over, you write, you know, you sign, you write, and everything like that. You try to fulfill, you know, you put your name on the top, you answer all the questions, you do the extra credit, you do everything, mashallah, right? And then you're like, this is a good paper. And then you look around and see, like, how's everyone else doing? And this classroom is very ajeeb, right? So you look around, the guy next to you is like, he's like picking his nose. He's going in mad deep looking for the cookies and the answers in there. And you're like, that's kind of weird. And you look around, another guy, he's like put his feet up on the desk. He didn't even flip over the paper. And you look behind you, like this is the exam of this dunya, right? You see behind you, this guy's like, he ripped the paper up. He's making spitballs. He's shooting it at the teacher in the front. You look around, the other guy, he set one of the desks on fire, right? You look around, this other guy, he got up from his test and he goes up to the proctor. And he's like, why'd you put me in this room? I didn't deserve to be here. He's very upset, right? And the whole time, the proctor, what is the job of the proctor, the examiner? He's just supposed to sit there and watch you, right? Until the time is up, right? And once the time is up, he collects all the papers and says, get out of the room. Next group is going to come in and take the test, right? And then finally, one day will come where you get your results, where the proctor comes back and tells you, you failed, you failed, you failed, and you guys did great. That's what the dunya is, brothers and sisters in Islam. People are confusing this world for the exam hall, the results. The results is in the hereafter. So Allah Ta'ala tells us, وَمَن يَدْعُو right, مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَهًا آخر, whoever calls with Allah Ta'ala any extra partner, لَا بُرْهَانَ لَهُ بِهِ, there's no proof for calling with Allah Ta'ala any partner. فَإِنَّمَا حِسَابُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ, Allah Ta'ala says, his hisab will be with Allah Ta'ala. Don't worry. People are worried about this person, this Christian, this mushrik, this even the Muslim brother and sister. You worry about all these people. Allah says, don't worry. فَإِنَّمَا حِسَابُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّي, his hisab is with me. I'll take care of that. Don't worry about that. People, subhanAllah, worry about yourself. إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ, Allah says, don't worry. The believer will, the disbeliever, the kafir will never be successful. Allah started off the surah saying, believers are going to be successful. Allah ends the surah with saying, the disbeliever will never be successful. And at the end, Allah Ta'ala says, what you and I need to say, وَقُلْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. It's a short dua, a very impactful dua. You're saying, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Allah forgive, Allah have mercy, and you're the best of those who show mercy. What does this mean? You didn't say, Allah forgive me for this sin I committed. Allah forgive me for my mistakes. Allah forgive me for this haram. Allah forgive me for this girl I looked at. Forgive me for the music I listened to. Forgive me for I didn't wear hijab. Whatever it is, Allah forgive. You didn't ask for anything specific. You said to the Khairul Ghafireen. You said to the Ghafurur Rahim. You said to Allah who's all forgiving. Allah, you forgive. And Allah, you are the Rahman. You have mercy. I leave it up to you, Ya Allah, what you want to forgive. And I leave to you, Allah, what you want to have mercy on. Allah, you're saying, Allah, you give maghfirat, and Allah, you give rahmah. Now, subhanAllah, you're telling a generous person, show me how generous you are. Show me how kind you are. You go to Allah and say, Allah, show me how forgiving you are. Allah, show me how merciful you are, how compassionate you are, how tender you are. You're basically, you opened up your kurta and you opened it like this, and you said, or you open up your jainamas like this, and you say, Allah, give me Allah. What will Allah do? You won't even have enough capacity to hold it. You will not have enough capacity to hold what Allah is going to give you right there. Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khayrul rahimin. You are the most merciful of those that have mercy, Allah. You're the best. You say this. This is why Rasulullah SAW said when he came by a Sahabi. I was telling you in the beginning that one Sahabi he saw a person who was mubtala. He was sick. He was very sick. He couldn't even get up. And so Rasulullah SAW came up to that. He saw that the, one of the Sahaba. He went up to the person and whispered in his ear something. And immediately after whispered in his ear, the person got up, completely normal. And Rasulullah SAW went up to the Sahabi and said, what did you read? Right? And the Prophet ﷺ said, what did you read in his ear, O Abdullah bin Mas'ud? And he told me, Ya Rasulullah, I read, أَفَحَسِبْتُ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا, the last part of Surah Al-Mu'minun. Rasulullah said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِي, I swear by the one who has my life in his hand. لَوْ أَنَّ رَجُلًا مُوقِرًا قَرَأَهَا عَلَى جَبَلٍ لَزَالَ. Rasulullah said, if a believer, true believer in these ayat, read it with certainty about the hereafter and about how Allah is Kareem and everything, he could read it on a mountain, the mountain would be pulverized. This is the power of these last parts of this ayat. This is why, subhanAllah, I can't tell you, mashallah, one time it happened. It was either in this masjid or another masjid. I was reading it. I tell you, someone was like dying in the background. I felt like there was a jinnat in the background and they were just getting killed in the back. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. It has a lot of impact, mashallah. May Allah grant us tawfiq and understanding. You can look also in Taraweeh in the Haramain. There are a lot of places where they read this, mashallah. Someone's like having like seizures in the back, subhanAllah, because like the jinnah is getting like pulverized, mashallah. So may Allah make it easy for all of us. Remember the power of this dua. And my brothers and sisters in Islam, my humble reminder to everyone is that we're looking at the difficulty of this life. I'm telling you, subhanAllah, once you go to Jannah, once you get to the hereafter, once the believer is dipped in Jannah for one moment, he forgets about all the pain of this world. It doesn't last. Nothing lasts in this world. So may Allah grant us that understanding and allow us that we get there with success, inshallah.